ABC Radio Australia.
As countries around the world begin their COVID-19 vaccination campaigns this week, the Papua New Guinean government will consider recommendations from the country's Health Advisory Committee and the WHO before it makes a decision on how COVID vaccines will be rolled out there. Health officials say a nationwide vaccine plan could save many lives in PNG, but others want more data about local cases first. Marion Farr reports.
Countries around the world are starting to vaccinate their citizens, and Papua New Guinea is making plans to do the same. The PNG government is considering advice from a team of experts, including the World Health Organization and the country's Medical Scientific Advisory Committee. It's a key step in protecting Papua New Guineans from coronavirus.
And each death caused by COVID-19 in PNG is one too many. There are not just numbers. Each person has a name and a story. And its name is someone's mother, father, brother, sister or grandparents.
Dr. Osborne Liko is PNG's health secretary. He says the recommendation is to prioritise vaccinations for frontline health workers like doctors and nurses, as well as high-risk citizens, including the elderly and people with underlying health conditions. About 20% of PNG's population would be covered in the first stage of the rollout.
People with underlying chronic diseases like diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, have a higher risk of getting seriously ill and dying from COVID-19.
The ABC understands four different COVID-19 vaccines are being considered for use in PNG, but Dr. Liko declined to comment on specific details while the advice is before politicians. He says they've all been approved by regulatory bodies in Australia and the United States, as well as the WHO.
I think I made it very clear that we go through the recognised regulatory authorities that has proven the FDA of America, and we have TGA of Australia, and the support and advice we're getting through that.
WHO country representative Dr. Luo Dapeng also says the vaccines are safe.
The COVID vaccine will help to keep us from getting COVID-19. As all COVID-19 vaccine currently available has been shown are highly effective at prevent COVID-19. All COVID-19 vaccines that in development are being carefully evaluated at a clinical trial.
The WHO recommends the vaccine remain optional, so people are free to decide whether or not to get the jab. And Dr. Liko says the rollout will be closely monitored.
We'll also have the subcommittee that will look at the adversity of the side effects of the vaccine. But we're also watching closely to the evidence in other countries.
But some academics believe more information is needed before PNG starts to vaccinate citizens. Dr. Peter Sieber is a virologist at the Divine Word University and a former director of the PNG Institute of Medical Research.
I don't support the COVID vaccine vaccination in Papua New Guinea, because PNG hasn't generated enough data to justify or indicate the severity of the disease in Papua New Guinea.
He says more data collected through COVID-19 testing would allow the vaccine to be targeted to areas most affected by the virus. And he says the money could be better spent on tackling other diseases and improving PNG's health system.
This money could be directed to improving the health infrastructures in many of our provincial hospitals and district health centres, because many of these rural facilities are actually run down.
Health Secretary Dr. Osborne Liko agrees that testing rates in PNG are low, but he believes that's another reason why vaccinations are important. On Tuesday, the total number of COVID-19 cases recorded in PNG reached 900, with 9 known deaths in the country.
Our rates of testing are much lower than most of other countries. Our low testing rates means that we are potentially missing the cases. And virus is likely to be more widespread than we think. So we cannot let our guards down. We cannot let the numbers give us a false sense of security.
And Dr. Liko says when it comes to funding, the rollout will be financed largely through aid from other countries, including Australia and the Asian Development Bank. While the PNG government is still formulating its vaccine plan, Dr. Liko says the rollout is expected to start in March or April. When it does, it will offer hope to many. But there's one thing the experts want to make clear. A vaccine is no silver bullet.
Even with vaccinations, it's critical that we must continue with other proven preventative measures. So maintaining the physical distance, hand hygiene, staying home when sick, wearing of masks, avoid crowd spaces. All the behaviors we have been promoting for the last year must be continued.